All right, well, how do we improve the wellbeing of our tradies? The construction industry makes up almost 10% of the Australian workforce. And we spoke about this a few weeks ago, about the disturbingly high rates of suicide in the construction industry. Joining us now is the CEO of the Australian Constructors Association, John Davis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are some of the challenges that face our tradespeople at the moment?
Quite a few. I mean, we have long working hours, very inflexible, quite often working hours. We work in a very adversarial industry where it's very, quite often very difficult to make money. Cash flow is always a major concern. So there's a lot of issues that we have to face up to every day.
That's an interesting word to use, adversarial. Who's the adversary?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think it applies across the industry. So, you know, we have issues potentially between contractors and their clients. We have issues between subcontractors and the main contractors, tradies and subcontractors, designers and contractors. It's not just one particular relationship where the problem is. It's right across the board.
So just put it in perspective, how important is the recovery of the construction industry in the nation's economic recovery?
Oh, it's hugely important. I mean, we're seeing all levels of government looking to the construction industry to lead the economy forward on the basis that every dollar spent on infrastructure has a $3 kick on to the wider economy, which is why we see currently a record pipeline of infrastructure projects ahead of us.
So what is this survey or the culture standard? What is this that you're putting together and how can tradies have their input into it?
So the culture standard is something that has been developed by the Construction Industry Culture Task Force, which is made up of ourselves, Australian Constructors Association, and the New South Wales and Victorian governments, as well as leading academics in this area. And over the last 18 months, they've worked to develop a construction culture standard. And the aim is that this will address some of the key issues that are affecting our industry. And what we're looking for is for everyone that's involved in the construction industry to go and read that culture standard as it's proposed currently and to comment on that. And they can do that very easily by visiting a website, cultureinconstruction.com.au. And when they get there, what they will find is there's two ways that they can provide feedback. They can provide feedback just by way of email, written feedback. But we've got this great 360-degree tool on the website where people can explore a construction site virtually and look at the issues, the particular detailed issues that the culture standard's looking to address, and provide their feedback through that tool on the website.
I'm wondering how, in actuality, this is going to help tradespeople. For instance, if they're a contractor, they'll have a number of different clients who are all screaming at them to come and do my job first, and that's not ever going to change. I mean, are those the sort of things that you're hoping to address somehow?
Well, that particular issue, the volume of work that's out there, is a problem. And one of the reasons it's a problem is we don't have enough people to deal with that. One of the reasons we don't have enough people is that only 12% of our workforce are women. We're missing out on half the working population, largely because of the culture and the time for life issues that we have in our industry. So really, one of the key pillars of this culture standard is just that. It's time for life. It's trying to make it easier for people to work in our industry. So if we get more people into our industry and we reduce, you know, those capability and capacity shortfalls that we currently have, then problems like that competition for resources should get better.
That's interesting with the women, because there aren't that many female tradespeople at the moment. So do you think that if there were more women involved, and I know I shouldn't stereotype, but it may soften attitudes just a bit, or it may bring a different perspective to building sites. Because there is this idea that, you know, tradies, big strong guys, you can do it, you can do a bit of extra hours. There is a lot of pressure on them. Do you think that having more women there might balance out that very masculine, he must be able to do it because he's a man kind of feeling that there is?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I think that there are a number of benefits that would come from having more women in our industry, including a reduction in the number of disputes that we have, because we all know from a male perspective, we're not very good at backing down or compromising on issues. And I think that if we had more women in our industry, we'd get a far more balanced approach and far fewer disputes.
And why don't we have more women? I mean, has it been tried before to get them into the construction industry? Are they not being attracted to it, and why not?
I think there's a number of issues for that. I think the working hours and the lack of flexibility in terms of the working hours is a really key issue. But I think another issue, and again, this is another area that the culture standard looks to address under the diversity and inclusion pillar, is looking at the conditions that we have on site. I think it was the ETU published a report not so long ago, rightly calling out some of the poor facilities that we have on site, some of the not very female-friendly facilities that we have on site, and even down to the fact that PPE, personal protective equipment, it's all geared up for men. And finally, you know, another key area that really puts women off joining our industry, not just our industry, but it's an issue across the board, is the gender pay gap and the real disparity in wages between men and women. And that's something else that we're looking to address.
Okay, interesting stuff. Thank you so much for joining me. CEO of the Australian Constructors Association, John Davis. The survey where you can have a look and perhaps give some input, if you go to cultureinconstruction.com.au. I think that is an interesting point. I'd like to hear from women if you thought, even when you were younger, thought you might go into a trade. Did you go through with that, or did you give it away for some reason? And why did you? Did you feel it was not a place that was welcoming of women? Because perhaps that is what we need, a bit more balance and a different perspective on building sites. Tradies, I'd be interested to hear from you. Is your work-life balance out of whack? How badly? How many hours are you working? What needs to change to make it a better place to work? 133 693. Hello, Ash.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, work-life balance is way out of whack. Like, I'm working 11 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, which leaves you very little time to do anything. On a Sunday, you're too tired to do anything.
What kind of trade are you, Ash?
I'm a carpenter.
And are you a subby, or, I mean, why are you working those hours? Do you have any choice?
I'm an employee, but I think it's just the unrealistic timelines that builders put on projects nowadays, especially in the commercial sector. They just want to pump them out as quick as possible and make as much money as they can, and without a care in the world for the people that are on the jobs.
Yeah, so you're paid for the hours that you do. It's just you're being asked to do too many hours. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. I'd rather do my 8 hours and go home.
Yeah, which would be certainly much healthier for you in the long run. Thanks, Ash, for your input. All right, I'd like to hear from you. Tradespeople, 133 693.